I got into the car with a drunk driver. I don't really remember much, but I do remember waking up with the car on its side and just hurting. I mean, I'd hurt my neck, I'd hurt my back. The worst part was my leg was shattered. I really didn't know what to feel. I knew that I'd gotten in the car with the drunk driver. That felt like that was my mistake, but I wasn't the one driving and I wasn't the one that caused the accident, so I really wasn't sure how to feel. I talked to my mom and she ended up recommending just calling the advocates. Even though it was complicated and I felt like maybe I'd made a mistake or I felt guilty, there was zero judgment from them. I felt like they were always on my side and they were always doing what was best for me. Really, it gave me my life back. I was able to stop replaying all the decisions I made and I was able to just move forward and really start rebuilding my life because the advocates really took care of everything.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. If guilt is keeping you from getting help, just call us. We'll represent you and remind you that you deserve justice.
So I was on my motorcycle, is going through this intersection, and this car just turns left in front of me. They said they didn't see me, obviously. Broke my arm, busted my shoulder. A buddy told me to call the advocates. But, you know, I've always been skeptical of lawyers, right? I called them. They were on my side for sure. They took care of everything.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. I totally get that bikers are independent, but when someone else causes a crash, you need a team as tough as you.
Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary. This is me, Spencer, and I am now here to tell you about some words. But before I do that, I think I should say that you should learn the game set because I said so. Spencer says. It's a very good game, and I have been having fun playing this game for many, many years. More fun with people. It has been slowly refreshing back in my life. I played it a lot when I was younger, and it's a very good game to work your brain. And I would love to teach you how to play set, or you could just learn on your own and then let it spread through the world. All right, the first word in this episode is the second form of fig. It is a noun from 1835. To see, can I see the synonyms? Two of them are dress and array. The fig is the dress and the array? As in, a young woman in dazzling royal full fig. That is from Molly Panter Downs. Not how I probably would have finished that sentence, but clearly I don't know as much as Molly Panter Downers. The royal, all the dress, you're in the full getup of royal stuff. You got the cape, you got the crown, you got the thing that you're holding, the staff, and then there's just like lots of fancy clothes. That is full fig. Royal full fig. Okay, great. What is the sound effect going to be? Should have thought about this before. We're going to go. Let me think for a second. Wow. I wanted to do a musical bit of my high school fight song because that's coming up in this episode and I can't think of how that song starts. And that is a song that I played a lot. Maybe it goes, no. Da, 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 da. Maybe that's it. All right, we're just going to assume that's right. Boy, haven't thought about the high school fight song in a long time. The third form of fig is an abbreviation which means figurative or figuratively or figure. All of them are great. Boom, bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum. My notes might have been a little off on the first one. Now we have the first form of fight. This is a verb from before the 12th century. Number 1A, to contend in battle or physical combat. Fight. You are contending in a battle. But especially to strive to overcome a person by blows or weapons. You are trying to overcome them, beat them, destroy them in overcome another person by blows, hitting them with your body in some form, usually the fisticuffs or the feet-to-cuffs, kicking, or weapons, just weapons, knives, guns, handkerchiefs, gloves. Those are all weapons. 1B. To engage in boxing is a fight. We just watched a movie last night, tonight, where it was all about boxing. And it was very good to see for a whole lot of reasons. One is that I don't follow the boxing world, so this was all new to me. I'm sure I had heard something about this woman, Clarissa Shields, who won, well, I don't want to say, shush, but it's a, you should watch. It's either A Fire Inside or The Fire Inside. I feel like it's A, but I thought it was The. Doesn't matter. You'll find it. And it's really, really worth a watch on so many levels. I guess I'll talk more about it later, but watch it. Fighting. Boxing. Now it's time for water. Listen to these commercials.
How Did This Not Get Made is a podcast all about the films and TV shows that never got made. In this podcast, we uncover the history of these intellectual properties and walk you through the plot of these unmade scripts to determine if they would have been great or awful. Here's just a few other titles that we've covered. The Beatles' Lord of the Rings, James Cameron's Spider-Man, Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion, Star Wars' Duel of the Fates, Superman Lives starring Nicolas Cage, James Gunn's R-rated Scooby-Doo, and Alejandro Jodorowsky's Dune, just to name a few. Episodes of How Did This Not Get Made can be found wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Man, we're back. Wow. Those were great commercials. Number two for fight is, or as if in battle, what? No, it is to put forth a determined effort. Number two, to put forth a determined effort. These were these intransitive verbs? Yes, they were. It was all the way in the corner, so I didn't see it. Intransitive verbs, those were. Those were. Now we got transitive 1A1, to contend against in, or as if in battle, or physical combat. Combat. 1A2. To box against in the ring. To box against in the ring. So who are you boxing against? Probably another human, maybe a kangaroo. I don't think you should be fighting kangaroos because they will kick your butt. To box against in the ring is your fighting. I've never done it. I feel like I should? Question mark? Feels like that would be a good thing to do. So maybe someday I'll beat your butt in boxing. 1B. I don't want to say that because I don't want to. It's just a good exercise thing. And I would be terrible at it. 1B1, to attempt to prevent the success or effectiveness of, as in, the company fought the takeover attempt. To attempt to prevent the success of or the effectiveness of. You are trying. That's the thing about this word. It's there. We saw attempt. So you're trying a thing. There was another one to where was it? To engage in boxing. There was something else that wasn't like to put forth a determined effort. Maybe that was it. This is a great way to describe that. I am going to put forth a determined effort when I fight you. And so it's like it's an attempt. You may not win in a fight. That's why I don't fight, because I wouldn't win. Okay. To box against the ring, to attempt to prevent the success of, yes, they were fighting to take over the attempt, to stop the takeover attempt. Blue, 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 blue. 1B2, I think that's where we're at, to oppose the passage or development of, as in, fight a bill in Congress. Because I don't think that's the way the world should be run, so I'm going to fight against it. I'm not in politics. But I would have some things to say. Number 2A, the synonyms are wage and carry on. As in, fight a battle. Wage a battle. Carry on a battle. All right, battle pause. There's a car coming through. Pause the battle. Okay, cars, they're safely through. Okay, ready? Carry on battling. game on, game off. Where were we? Here we go. 2B, I think. What? Yes, we did that. 2B, to take part in, as in a boxing match. I'm going to take part in this boxing match. Number 3, to struggle to endure or surmount, as in fight a cold. Our body, we don't even control what's happening, and our body's like, yep, all right, we got a job to do. Thank you, body, for doing the stuff. Do you have you thanked your body today? Holy crap, they're doing a lot for you. There would be no you, or would there? 4A, to gain by struggle, as in fights his way through. Pushing your way through to gain by struggle. Gotta cut down those vines in the forest. That's a fight. 4B, to resolve by struggle. As in fought out their differences in court. It's a struggle. That is the important thing that is implied here in this fight fought situation. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a fight. Things are worth it when you have to fight for them, right? Otherwise, why would you be fighting for them? It's a struggle, but it's worth it. Number 5A, to manage in a battle or storm, and the thing that you are managing is a ship. I'm the manager of this ship, so I'm fighting in a battle. I'm fighting the ship. How do you use that, boat people? Fighting a ship in a battle or a storm. 5B, to cause to struggle or contend. To cause to struggle to or contend. Number 5C, to manage in an unnecessarily rough or awkward manner. I would fight awkward. Oh, you don't want to fight Spencer. He fights awkward. There's a phrase, fight shy of. It means to avoid facing or meeting. Fight shy of. Huh, who made up this phrase? To avoid facing or meeting. So you're being shy because you don't want to, because you were trying to avoid the situation of interacting with other people. Yes, I get that. I was there. Fight shy of. I don't know. It's just a weird way to word words in my head. Let's see. What does fight come from? Akin to the old High German feton, which means to fight, and perhaps to the Latin pectere, which means to comb. Pectere means to comb. What? And there's more at the word pectinate. So that's something about combs. But comb, sometimes you have to fight your hair when you comb your hair. I don't understand what happened there with the etymology. So we're going to go on to, dun, 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 bum, ba, dun, bum, bum. Number, the second form of fight is a noun from before the 12th century. Number 1A, a hostile encounter. The synonyms are battle and combat. It's a fight, it's a battle, it's a combat. Number 1B, a boxing match. Hey, we've seen these same things so many times already. A boxing match is a fight. Number 1C, a verbal disagreement. The synonym is argument. I do not like getting into arguments. Please don't ever get into an argument with me. The only argument that I want to be in is the one in the Monty Python sketch where he goes to have an argument, and that has got to be one of the most funny and clever sketches of all time. It gets me every time. Okay, I'm here to have an argument. I mean, right off the bat, come on. And then what was an argument isn't just saying no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it isn't, or something like that is one of the best parts. Now we move on to number 2 for fight, which is a struggle for a goal or an objective, as in a fight for justice. Fight for justice. Well, the superheroes aren't doing a good job. Number 3, strength or disposition for fighting. The synonym is pugnacity. Oh, That's a good one. As in, still full of pug... No. Still full of fight. That little kitten who is so scared is still full of fight. They have pugnacity, which is strength or disposition for fighting it. I'm ready to throw down because I have pugnacity. Is that what that word means? Pugnacious? Is they you want to fight? Now we got fighter, noun from the 13th century. One that fights as a one. The synonyms are warrior and soldier. A fighter. Number A2 is a pugnacious. What? A pugnacious or game individual. Ah, okay, so now we're getting the word game in there. A game individual is one who is game, who is ready to do it, go throw down, fight, box, play the sport, whatever. They are ready. They are pugnacious. Oh, that's a good one. A3, the synonym, is the first definition for the first form of the word boxer. And it sounds like I need some more water. Is it time for more commercials? Hey!
I've got good news.
Hello, everyone. I'm Scott Ryan from the Blue Rose Magazine.
I am Em Marinelli from the Twin Peaks Tattoo Podcast.
And we are here to invite you to class. I wonder who's going to show up.
Martha Grimes.
Here.
Donna Hayward.
Here.
Audrey Horn.
Here.
James Hurley.
You.
The Healing Magic of Twin Peaks is a series of four workshops that run from March, April, May, and June in 2025 and cover the topics of dreams.
Is this real, Ben? Or some strange and twisted dream?
Seers.
Laura. Oh, Laura, my baby. Oh.
Laura as the one.
Laura disappeared. It's just me now.
And also the kind of magic and the spell of Twin Peaks, which is the aesthetics, the production, the music, and all of what that entails.
And it looks like we're getting a question from someone. I don't know how we're doing that on our commercial, but we have a question.
I've already gone places. I just want to stay where I am.
Well, thanks, Carl Rod. I'm glad you asked that. No, you don't have to leave your house. You could totally Harold Smith this. This is all done over Zoom. All you need is internet. You know, just like a pole with some wires. For more information, you can go right out to theBlueRoseMag.com. Half the seats are already sold. So I wouldn't dilly and I wouldn't dally.
Scott will obviously bring his shenanigans.
What is shenanigans?
Nonsense, mischief, often a deceitful or treacherous trick.
I'm a psychotherapist and a psychology professor, and I teach a class on Twin Peaks and depth psychology, so I'm going to bring some of that into class, but it's very accessible. Even if you don't know anything about psychology, you'll still have a fun time.
Are you unhappy, Bobby?
Shouldn't I be?
Well, that's not for me to say.
And we're going to have a special guest for each workshop. We're not announcing that because we want you showing up for Em and myself, but we will say that in the first one, it's going to be Charlotte Stewart.
Everybody ready?
She'll do a question and answer. And we know that for the Laura one, we're going to have Courtney Stallings, who wrote Laura's Ghost, but we are going to have someone for each class. And I think that's going to be very exciting.
That's a yes.
Our workshops will be very trauma-informed, told through a feminist lens. We will also be inclusive to all types of learners. If you're an introvert, we've got you. We also will have, you know, a planned agenda and a syllabus and things like that. But are we sure where this will lead us?
I have no idea where this will lead us, but I have a definite feeling it will be a place both wonderful and strange.
I don't know about Harry's face there. Does he have faith in us? I'm not sure about that. but I do. So go to bluerosemag.com, reserve your seat now, and join us for the healing magic of Twin Peaks.
B for one who fights, one that fights. It is an airplane of high speed and maneuverability with armament designed to destroy enemy aircraft. This is a fighter plane. I have heard of fighter planes. That's the beginning of a song. I have heard of fighter planes. I have heard of fighter planes or something. Okay. Boom, 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 ba da ba ba ba. Fighter bomber, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1936. Maybe these are fighter planes that drop the bombs on the people. This is a fighter aircraft fitted to carry bombs and rockets in addition to its normal armament. What is your normal armament? I got some BB guns and a bazooka and also a, you know, that thing that Bart used and David and Dennis the Menace, the slingshot. I got a slingshot in my fighter bomber. Boom, 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 boom. Now we got fighting chair, two words from noun from 1950. A chair from which a saltwater angler plays a hooked fish. Ah, the fighting chair. That's what they call it. I have seen so many pictures and videos of people on these things, and it looks, I mean, really, it's just a very silly thing. But, oh, you gotta fight one of those big old fish. Not that I would. A saltwater angler. Fish? So they're in the ocean? In the ocean, things are bigger. So these are some big old fish, and people want to kill them. And so they get in the fighting chair, or they're just fishing, and then when they hook them, then they're like, we gotta get you in the fighting chair! Quick, you hold onto his pole while he sits down, and we buckle him in there, and then he'll take that pole, and it sits in that little thing in between your pants, probably, in between your legs. You got a big old pole sticking out, and you're fighting. Man, we had to build things so we could fight the animals to make ourselves feel better for ourselves, of ourselves. You can't fight them in their home turf. All right, fighting chair. That was that. Bow, bow, boom, bow, boom, bow, bow, bow. Fighting chance, two words, noun from 1889. I hope you're taking notes. There will be a test. A chance that may be realized by a struggle, as in the patient had a fighting chance to live. Oh, this took a turn. A chance that may be realized by a struggle. If you try real hard, your chance will go up. Come on, you can do it. Try real hard. Then you got a fighting chance to live. Ah, my body's so tired. I don't want to do any more work. I just want to quit. Doom, 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 boo, 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 woo. Now we have fighting word. Oh, what? That's a fighting word. Noun from 1917. A word likely to provoke a fight. Oh, this is the best. A word likely to provoke a fight. Them's fighting words. When he said, I want to have a fight with you. Those are fighting words. There's no etymology for that one. Shocking. Boom, 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 boom. Fight or flight. Three words with hyphens. Adjective from 1973. Oh, this is a good one. I've been waiting for you. No, I haven't. This is relating to being or causing physiological changes in the body in response to stress. So when your body goes into stress, it causes some physiological changes to happen. Oh, this is a scary situation. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Let's go through some changes real quick. Adrenaline. That's one of the only things I can think of that your body does. But I know it does a whole lot of other things. What else? Your digestive system shuts down, so the blood can be sent to the other parts of your body that should be working in case you have to get into a fight or flight or run away. Either way, you're going to need some friggin' energy and blood pumping and adrenaline. That helps. Oh, what a crazy thing that the body invented. Because it needed to. Let's see. Fight or flight. More examples specifically. Increase in heart rate or dilation of bronchi. Oh, the bronchi in your lungs are going to open up. Is that what they're saying? So you can get more oxygen into your body? Because your body's like, I need some oxygen so I can run. When you're running, breathe. Make sure to breathe. Because then if you don't, you're going to get a cramp. And that's how I used to run back in the day. Okay, fight or flight. We have a couple of examples here. Epinephrine is a fight or flight hormone. So that's one of the ones, I guess, that you get when you're in a fight or flight situation. Epinephrine? Well, and if you, it's going to get the body going, because if you are having an allergic reaction, bad one, you need an epinephrine pin, a pen, I think they would call it. They really call it an EpiPen. We probably talked about that a while ago. All of these things here in the head. It's going to send something into your body to make you fight real hard, I guess. Enough to get to the hospital in that allergy situation. Or run away from something. There's another example, a fight or flight reaction. So what do you do? Not just the thing that's going on in your body, but like, what do you fight or do you run? Like, what's the thing? That's the fight or flight reaction. And then there's other things too. Isn't there another word that they started using for this? Like a third one? What's another option? Fight or flight, or is it freeze? Or is it something? I should look into that. Because I want to know, I want to remember now, but I feel like they're using a third one, those smart scientist people. Yeah, it makes sense. There's probably, fight, freeze, or flight, that makes sense to me, but I'm wrong. I could be wrong. It's happened. Boom, 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 ba da ba boo, boo, pew! It's the word fight song, two words. Noun from 1954. This is a song used to inspire enthusiasm, usually during an athletic competition. You are not enthused enough, so we gotta play a song. Let's play this really fun song over and over and over again. Oh, I had to do that a lot. I was in the marching band for the footballs, and go footballs. That's our mascot, the footballs. And then I also did it for some basketball games. God, that was probably 2 or 3 years for the basketball games. Maybe all four. I can't remember. I mean, it was fun. I got to hang out with fellow fun people and play some music. And what's wrong with that? That was a whole lot of fun. When they would score a goal, you got to play the fight song. You play it so many times, you just got to be ready with it. Ready. Ready and willing to play the fight song. I don't remember if ours had a specific name, but, you know, I'm sure the high school name was in there. Oh, we had good times. Boom, 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 ba-da-bum, boom, boom. Fig leaf, two words, noun from the 14th century. Number one, the leaf of a fig tree. I never would have thought of that. Number two, good etymology. Number two is something that conceals or camouflages, usually inadequately or dishonestly. We're getting saucy, dictionary. Do you know where this is from? Could you figure it out based on where was that? Concealing or camouflaging? Who used fig leaves to conceal? Maybe not very well. Or maybe it was a lie. That leaf is really big. This is from the use by Adam and Eve of fig leaves to cover their nakedness after eating the forbidden fruit. That was from Genesis 3:7, just like everybody knows, and I definitely knew that. They eat the forbidden fruit. And then what is the story that they like realize they get consciousness? They're aware that they're different and they should be embarrassed by their naked bodies. What? Those were some harsh teas. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the story enough. Somebody was telling it to me. It's very fascinating when you think about all the little details of that story. But I mean, come on. There was no Adam and Eve, as much as I wish there were. It provides for interesting visuals. People have had a lot of fun portraying Adam and Eve in art. And I think people, more than I would know, people probably had fun with that. That's it for that one. Doom, 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 boom, ba da bum bum bum. Figment. Am I just a figment of your imagination, or are you a figment of mine? This is a noun from the 15th century. It is something made up or contrived. I'm just making it up. Blah, blah. This is from the Latin fingere, which means to shape. I feel like we saw this recently. I don't remember what for. There's more at the word dough. D-O-U-G-H. I do think when people say, what's your favorite food? I have to say dough. Figment. I got to meet Figment the dragon. I think that is what they are known as. When we went to Walt Disney World in 1988 on my 7th and a half birthday. Oh, and what a half birthday it was. We went to Walt Disney World. And right when we were walking in real early on, there was a man with a Figment the Dragon puppet. And oh, I was sold. All right. What is next? We got boom, 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 pew. Figural. You got to emphasize the first syllable. Figural. With an A-L at the end. Adjective from the 15th century. Number one, the synonym is the 2A definition for the word figurative, which is the first word in the next episode. Number two, for figural, is of relating to or consisting of human or animal figures. I mean, the first thing I think of is like a totem pole. Those are carved animal figures. There's lots of other animal figures. As in, we have an example, a figural composition. A drawing is also it's a figure. You're doing figural drawing when you're drawing humans and animals. We don't use figural for plants, though. Are they figures? There's a kind of figure, but not the figure that we really think of a living figure. Boom, 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 ba-da-bum, bum, bum. The last word is figuration. Figuration. Figure your stuff out. Noun from the 14th century. Number one, the synonyms are form and outline. Figuration. You're drawing the figurations of the map of how to get to where you're going. That's the figuration. Number two is the act or process of creating or providing a figure. Just making a thing. A shape, a thing? Where do we end up defining the figure? I guess that's in the next episode, so we're going to learn more about what exactly a figure is, and that's almost the entire episode. We'll have a great time. So now we have number three, an act or instance of representation in figures and shapes. Figures and shapes. As in, cubism was explained as a synthesis of colored figurations of objects. That is a quote from Janet Flanner. Janet Flanner. Cubism was explained as a synthesis of colored figuration of objects. So this is an act or instance of representing representation in figures and shapes. Yeah, that's what Picasso and those other cubists were doing, was they were making figurations. They were like this, and they used all these fun shapes and things and playing with the form, the human form, and the figure. Different kind of figure. Okay, number four, we've got one more, which is ornamentation of a musical passage by using decorative and usually repetitive figures. So I think it's just like a short little stanza of music. And when you use it periodically, that's called figuration in music, I guess. Maybe using decorative in your... Yeah, you're ornamenting your music with a doo-doo-doo-poo-poo, a doo-doo-doo-poo-poo. It just goes on in different places. Now we have to pick a word of the episode. And you get to pick one as well. We had today fig, fig, fight, fight, fighter, fighter, bomber, fighting share, fighting chance, fighting word, fight or flight, fight song, fig leaf, figment, figural, and figuration, and I hope I got them all. Which one am I going to pick? Let's see, I think maybe fight or flight. Why didn't we have Fight Club in here? Fight Club had existed when this book was written. Fighter, fighter bomber, fighting chair, fighting chance. Let's pick fight or flight as the word of the episode. I'm a little animal. Oh my God, I'm scared. I'm gonna fight or flight right now. Bye bye. That was just the visual that happened. Okay, so all the words are done. And now we are going to talk about, real quick, Conclave. Conclave is a very good movie, and you should watch it. Period. That's the end of that phrase. I don't want to say anything. Please and thank you, go watch Conclave. I recommend it. Gets my seal of approval. Okay, that's the end of the episode. Thank you very much for checking out this show. My name is Spencer. Look at the show notes for things like email and social media, which are amazing, especially the social media thing. Come on. And other things, phone number, YouTube, merch, and all the things, stuff. Thank you. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye. Holy forking shirt balls!